The history of the historic gas plant community, culminating in its dislocation, is the story of a dream deferred. But through my decision today and our collective perseverance, collaboration, and intentional actions moving forward, it will no longer be a dream denied. As a child of the historic gas plant district, I consider it to be sacred ground. It has a rich history which predates baseball and our current redevelopment initiative. It was a community. It was evidence of the perseverance of the African American community that endeavored to turn a redlined part of our city into a neighborhood of commerce, faith, and family. And it represents a monumental, unfulfilled promise that will finally be kept. The promise of inclusive economic development. The promise that this land will benefit all, not in spite of, but precisely because of the fact that development will be focused intentionally on economic inclusion for all. The best path for progress is the path that includes opportunities for everyone. And yes, in St. Petersburg, history does matter. As I made the decision to issue a new RFP last year, it was not so much a comment on the previous RFP, but rather a realization of the opportunities that I believe exist for a better path forward based on our governing principles. We took the advantage of that opportunity to build a better path forward by galvanizing our relationships with our partners, including our city council, the Pinellas County Commission, and the Tampa Bay Rays relative to the stadium and the community. Those conversations began immediately when I took office. I also saw the opportunity to build a better path forward by prioritizing the community's need for affordable and workforce housing, both on-site and off-site. And as a child who visited many a restaurant, as you can see, corner store, and worked at my grandfather's woodyard in the gas plant, the opportunity for restorative economic opportunities needed to be a clearly stated and understood priority. In total, this RFP and the responses to it give us that opportunity to a better path, to write the next chapter of our story, to meet many, though not all, of our collective needs for job, economic growth, office and meeting space, and many other community priorities. It's also an opportunity to fulfill the promise and our obligation to ensure that the economic development that is created from this generational project is rooted in intentional equity, shared opportunities for progress, and meaningful inclusion of the African American community. I want to thank the four development teams who responded to our RFP. Thank you for believing in St. Petersburg and investing your resources and time in the proposals. I also want to thank the more than 2,000 residents and stakeholders who participated in the process, either through community conversations, emails, or providing comments online. Thanks to our local faith, business, and community organizations for sharing your thoughts and recommendations, the vast majority of which were insightful and well-reasoned. And special thanks to our city staff for developing an inclusive RFP process and for the role you will continue to play moving forward. Today represents the next phase and a critically important step in the process. I want to thank Mayor Kreisman and all of the former St. Pete mayors for their work on this issue. Let's be clear, today I'm naming a partner and a concept for a project that will last over a decade and will span multiple administrations. As the plan moves forward under my administration, we will adhere to our model of inclusive governance, asking for input from all stakeholders, including the community, to ensure we are meeting the goals of this development. I know our St. Pete community will stay engaged and informed as this project takes shape. This has been a complex decision with two particularly strong proposals from capable teams. We have received input and feedback from diverse groups and individuals, and we have received staff and consultant analyses of the strengths and weaknesses of those proposals. The process was detailed and transparent, and as your mayor, I have done my homework. I am fully confident that this decision is the best path forward for our city. And I'm excited to announce that the city's Partner for Progress in the development of the historic gas plant district will be the Hines Reyes Development Team. I am confident that they are the best partner for this generational endeavor, and now the next phase of our work to bring this dream to reality begins. We are eager to get to work to make this project work for everyone in our community. Thank you all for your partnership and for being part of our great city. And as I close our State of the City, let's put the spotlight back on our young people. Please turn your attention to my alma mater, the Lakewood High School Marching Band. May God bless you, and may God bless the city of St. Peter.